Hello, this is Kinch Rendell with Your Business Podcast, helping you find freedom through your own business, whether that be a couple of side business, one main business, whatever it is. This is a book report of Mastermind Dinners, Build Lifelong Relationships by Connecting Experts, Influencers, and Linchpins. This is by Jason Gaynard. I first heard of him and saw him at the Thrive event in Las Vegas a couple months ago. He handed out his book there. My wife and I both got a copy. I think I waited maybe a couple of 3 weeks or so to read it. I actually read it on an airplane flight to New Jersey. I think it says it takes about an hour to read this book. It is well worth it. And right now, if it's December 23rd, 2015, you can get a free copy, the Kindle copy, on Amazon. And let me tell you, the Kindle is great in that if you're going to do something like this, you can highlight sections, log into Amazon's Kindle on the website, and see all your highlights. So once again, Jason Gaynard, Mastermind Dinners. This book covers a lot of things. And his premise, or what he says, these techniques he tells you about really helped him when he's basically bankrupt in his life. His business it was gone, or his businesses were gone, and all he had left was the ability to network. And he often says, your net worth is equal to your network of people. Who likes you? So his idea is to bring people together and literally mastermind dinner. So having dinner. And I can tell you, I read the book and probably waited a month or so and actually finally got a dinner together recently with three other people. And it was great. They were so excited to have done that, to get together. And my take is a little bit different than Jason in that I didn't go out there and reach out to people I don't know at all. I reached out to people that I'm familiar with or know through Toastmasters. Some of them I don't really know, but they at least have seen me, and when they get an email, they have a clue who I am. So that's a different tact I'd tell you. Maybe you just want to go out there and network with people you kind of know or people you haven't been together with lately. I mean, for me, I'm thinking ex-business partners or older business partners. Get some different people together and just talk about ideas. See if some idea sex happens. And that's what really happened for me at this dinner that we got together was we came together and said, oh yeah, we can create something for all the speakers to kind of promote themselves, to have one place where there's many speakers where people would come to say, hey, I need somebody to speak. So you might take that idea if you're in Toastmasters in your area, your city, and run with that. We hope to do that here to literally give value to the people that are learning how to speak and want to speak and want to get paid but don't know how to do it. So let's break down and start off with this book. He starts with a great quote right off the top. Show me your friends and I'll show you your future by John Wooden. And then he goes into there are three types of people in the world. Those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened. Thought that was great as well. Literally, once again, he says that by networking and masterminding, he created a whole business out of doing this, out of uniting people. And he said, quote, another quote is, the speed by which I've turned my life around can easily be replicated, and I've created this book to show you how. And once again, right now it's free on the Kindle. I put that on Facebook. I put that out. I'm going to be on Instagram here in just a little bit. It's free. He wants to give value. He's not going to make anything by giving it out for free. For all I know, Amazon might charge him for doing so. Another good quote from him. When you hit rock bottom in life, you'll be left with two things. The integrity of your word and your relationships. Never tarnish your word and always invest in your relationships. He has a good quote in here that people should literally invest in people like so many people invest in business. And I can tell you, I guess I kind of did that when I bought the Mindset book and gave it away. People at Toastmasters and the principal of the school where I gave it to the teachers, they're kind of like impressed. Like, you bought this to give it to me, to give them away? Once again, I'm just trying to give value. And that's the whole point of even bringing people together. I'd love to learn more about what people are doing and also see the value created by having them together. Here's a quote from, of all people, James Altucher. Don't kill yourself is one of the 100 rules for being an entrepreneur. It may sound extreme, but thoughts of suicide in the entrepreneurial community are more common than you might think. Many people dream about owning a company and live the freedom of being their own boss. But even the most wonderful dreams can become nightmares. People don't realize that entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life like most people won't, so that you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. And as much as anything, I read it for that last bit. Living a few years of your life like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life like most people can't. And now one thing he also covers in this book is he had built a business, was very successful. He said he was making 22 times the average income, national income. And he realized he wasn't 22 times happier or healthier or any of that, and kind of self-sabotaged himself and that business and wanted to shut it down and actually had it kind of implode in. Also, I should mention he has a podcast with some more good information there. I've listened to a couple of his shows and we'll finish listening to all, I believe, 50 of them at this point. So getting the table of contents here, he covers all kinds of things from the size of a group, what to do ahead of time, how to reach out to people, how to get them to say yes. Once again, how to select a table, to tell people if you're going to pay or not pay. Just all kinds of good tips in this book. Once again, about 100 pages. So he says, be a talent scout. I highlighted that because literally, it is neat that he wants to now watch people grow and blow up. So he's not necessarily trying to go out there and reach up to the higher people that are already doing great. He said he finds more fun in seeing the other people that he can network with and help them network and have them blow up and, I guess, become who they can become. And that's something even like with this podcast. I'm not trying to interview the people that you've heard interviewed in other places. I want you to realize there's a lot of people that are still starting their own businesses, just starting, or have only done it for a year or two. That can be you. That's more real to me. I guess I think I could be most of these other people and do some of these big things. I think I'm working there. But for me, it's great to know that, hey, everybody started somewhere, and hearing them start is great. Like, it can be you, it can be me. They are trying, they're out there making the effort. Another part, he says, stop collecting and start connecting. So, how many times do we click on LinkedIn to accept somebody or take a business card? And the point of this book is to actually sit down and have dinner or lunch or breakfast or coffee with people. I'm telling you, it was so worth it. I'm so glad I waited to do this book review until after I actually got a dinner together. And one thing he points out in here is another great little one here is, would you be friends with you? And that's also, would you connect with you? Are you interesting? He points out that literally he doesn't want to be boring. So he will say yes to so many different things. And him saying yes to going to a speech or something with somebody, Jeff, I'm forgetting his last name, Jeff, I'll see it in here somewhere. Jeff, that literally that guy talked about the connection economy. And that's kind of where this was born. He's like, oh yeah, entrepreneurs, they work in their own little silos. They work by themselves so often in really small groups. That's what I realized for me. It was so easy just to be doing my own thing and not have any outside influence coming in and thus no networking. Toastmasters and other groups can be a way, if you're like this, to get out there. Find different mastermind groups, I would say. In Denver, it's, I think, 3 to 5 is one of the groups I'm going to check out because Annette, I know, is in that. He moves on to mastermind dinners. He literally breaks down, once again, planning the perfect dinner. Even leaders need a tribe. So bring together different little business owners, let's say. He talks about the commonalities. You want to have some commonality in a group. And you also don't want to have a commonality that's too extreme, like somebody that's making $1 million a year with somebody making nothing per year. But let's say if everybody plays basketball or goes to Toastmasters or races or is into healthy food, those commonalities will really help your group take form. They might all be parents, any of those things. He talks about finding dinner guests. He breaks down targeting spray versus pray. He then goes into authentic marketing 101. He explains how he does the marketing to get the word out there. One example is if you go out there and get a big name to say, yes, I'm coming to dinner. And keep in mind, he's asking people he doesn't necessarily know or have a big relationship with or a good relationship or any. But if you get somebody that's a top-selling author or a decent known speaker, that makes it much easier to get other people to say yes to coming. Another section here that's worth saying is he even covers actually in this section, what do you put in your subject line? He goes over things like keep it brief or make a video, just all kinds of little tidbits of things to help you be more successful, not only in putting together a mastermind dinner, but anytime you're trying to connect with somebody. But once again, take the effort. Just don't say yes and take a business card. Follow up. The magic is in the details, he says. Choosing the perfect restaurant, pre-dinner, and prep. And I'll tell you, for me, since I was connecting with people I had a relationship with, it was much easier. Once I got them to say yes on like the second try of a date that could work for them, I called a place I knew in Denver that was organic, locally sourced food called Table 6 and set it for Sunday evening. It wasn't crowded. I felt okay being there for hours and hours. it made this bit a little bit easier. So you may not go out there and right away reach out to people you don't know. I'll tell you, it was so easy getting a group of people I knew had a commonality together. And I said, yeah, I'd like to have dinner with them. That'd be great. Oh, I even went out there and asked, and I will continue to do this, asking people in this Toastmasters group of, let's say, 50 people, hey, who would you like to have dinner with? And then organize it. So I even took that complication of trying to figure out, oh, who should I put together with? Who would you like to have dinner with? And just went with that. I thought that was like easy, and it worked out well. I mean, I was nervous. Like he says, he's always been nervous before these dinners and wanted to cancel before the first one. But it was all worked out great, and he's happy, so happy, obviously, he did it. He wants you to research the people. And he says there's a trade-off once again. Do you research so much that you know everything about them? Or do you know just enough that you will ask a lot of probing questions? He covers you should let them know to begin with. Who's going to pay? Host pay? You're going to pay? Each of you going to pay? And also, one thing that I realized, when I addressed to send out the email to get people together, only one of them did I say a mastermind dinner. And it seemed like some people thought I was trying to get them together for dinner to sell them something. So I'd point out, make it very clear, if you're going to pay, it's a free dinner. I'm just getting you all together to see if it's helpful to be encouraging or to encourage each other. And I went in there having already talked to these people. I interviewed already two of them. So they kind of trusted. I'm not trying to sell them anything. But still, they're like, what for? Like almost like this concept of a mastermind dinner is foreign. So you may have to go ahead and explain a little bit better. Say, hey, I'm getting you there for dinner for free. I've got nothing to sell you. I'm simply trying to help everybody, encourage everybody by, I would say, having idea sex, combining ideas, seeing where it leads. He breaks down a whole section here on your mastermind dinner, of kicking off the dinner correctly. Once again, since I knew these people, I didn't really have to do so much of an introduction. I probably should have anyway, because eventually someone asked, so what do you do? And that's confusing enough for me to go, oh, a lot of different things is what I kind of do and aspire to keep doing. But still, he talks about, okay, explain. Maybe you have there some icebreaker questions. Maybe you have everybody talk about a high and a low or what they're looking for, something that's budding, something that's working for you, something you are hoping to do, or a problem in your business. Because if people don't know each other, that's going to come in handy of giving them some kind of intro. And he also mentions that you don't need to let these people do too much research about each other ahead of time because they might be disappointed or set the wrong expectations. So that's interesting. In this case, everybody knew they were going to dinner with each other, but I don't think they needed or even wanted to do the research or had any need to. We kind of had some kind of basis that we're in the same group. Everybody has something in commonality, something in common there. So once again, a pretty short book. That's basically all the different sections. I might have skipped a few at the beginning. Don't kill yourself. We covered that. Mastermind talks. So I also said that he has a podcast. And with this book, he gives away the free audio. So I even listened to that again. Even though I've read the book about twice now. He also has a resources website with even more information. So he has the podcast. He gives out all this info. And literally what I take from this book is, it already worked for me because I actually did it. I actually finally pulled the trigger and got it organized. It took two or three times once again. And pulled off a dinner, and the people have been so excited. That is so great. That is just great. So good. So at this point, yeah, I want to do more and more of this. For me, I keep wondering, do I dare get more than three or four people there at one time? Because I'm wondering, yeah, then you miss out, as he points out so much. You miss out on things. But if you start doing this, I even realize, what could be the end? Could I end up being a Jason of Denver, Colorado? Could I have a group of people together? Sure. But there's just so many possibilities of being a connector and learning what other people are doing. Do you help them do something? Do you go in business with them? Who knows? But I just get a kick out of it that they were like, wow, this was great. They all left enthused. And I also realized, I didn't realize this, I guess kind of right before the dinner, that one of the people I invited is a true connector. So he points out that as you connect with other people, they're going to connect you to people. And you might ask them, hey, who else do you find interesting? And that's how you're going to help meet people that may be outside of a group if you do what I did. Hey, who else do you know that's outside of this group that we should bring in and would fit well with a couple of us? Who should we get together? People will take you up on that. Once they've done it once, I can already tell you, they're like, oh yeah, let's keep doing this. Let's do this again. And several people now are like, you've encouraged me to go ahead and write that book or go ahead and expand who I would write, what topics I'd write about. So just specifically, it's like, wow, this is kind of cool. And I realized for me, that's one of the best feelings, is knowing that I'm encouraging people to make progress in what they want to make progress in. Out of this, I'm going to do some work to put together a website. Once again, I can't tell you that there's some financial benefit, but my goal isn't necessarily to have a financial benefit. It's to literally put things together and see if it can grow, see who you can help. So I definitely recommend the book. Once again, it could just be for getting, having a better etiquette of emailing or sending a video introduction. He covers all kinds of things that will literally work anywhere and everywhere in your business life, even your personal life. I also like that he talks about, and he flies somewhere. Maybe you just reconnect with old friends, or you say, hey, I'm flying to Seattle. Who should I have dinner with? And once you start to know people from whatever, for me, it's racing. I know people all across the country. That can expand. Then go, hey, yeah, I'm available for dinner. I know you do a podcast on business or something, or tell them what kind of business you're into, and get together with a couple people you don't even know. So I really like this idea. It's simple. And once you pull the trigger like I did, you'll be very impressed and happy you did. So once again, in the show notes here, we'll link to his podcast. If it's still December 23rd or 24th, you can get his ebook for free. If not, I think it's $3. Well worth it. Paperback's like $12. Pretty small book. Quick, easy read. Read it once, read it twice. But as much as anything, implement it. Invite a couple people to dinner and see what happens. And I keep, now I'm like going, oh yeah, how can I invite other people I don't know from these groups into with either people I know or combine a couple people and just see. I am a little more scared of that because I don't know the commonalities. So I guess I should say it will take me more homework to do that. So once again, this is Jason Gaynard's book. Let's spell this out. JaysonGaignard. It's Mastermind Dinners, Build Lifelong Relationships by Connecting Experts, Influencers, and Lynchpins. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you buy it. Let me know what you think. And let me know how dinner was.